Blog Talk Radio.
It's the V-Spot. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Tater. My co-host is Bill Foster. V-Spot Radio is brought to you by Planet Vic Tater Blog Network. Get everything you need and a few things you truly do not want. Only at Planet Vic Tater. Hey, everybody, we're on the air tonight. We're going to be speaking to Ken Kercheval, who played Cliff Barnes on the legendary TV show Dallas. We were going to talk to him Friday, but we had some scheduling conflicts. It was mainly my fault. Now, we've got a few other features set up. Hello.
Hello, Victor.
Yes, sir.
This is Ken Kercheval.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us. What I'd like to ask you first is, how did you get into acting?
Oh, God. Oh, that's a... I don't think you have enough time this evening for that. Yeah, I don't think so. I started out as a singer, and I wanted to be a singer, and I did go to New York. I went to college. I went to New York City. I studied acting at the Neighborhood Playhouse, and then I studied afterwards, and then I just made my rounds and went to auditions and finally started to work.
All right. How did you find out about Dallas?
My agent. My agent called me and said I had an audition, so I went.
All right. So when you got it, did you expect the show to get picked up or last for any length of time?
Now what?
Did you expect the show to be as big as it was, or did you think it was just any other job?
It was a job, that's all.
All right, how did you, because Cliff over the years changed a lot, how did you view him in the beginning?
Well, I just read the script and felt like it should be played a certain way, and that's it. The scripts changed, right? Then I changed to fit what was being written. That's my job.
Were there ever any points over the years where you thought that the writing might have been taking liberties with Cliff?
No. It was my job. My job was simply to read the script, interpret the script, and go to work.
All right. So there were several points where you feel like that you'd have a harder time getting into it than before.
What was that again?
Would there be a storyline that you would have a hard time wrapping your head around, trying to find an angle on it?
Well, no, not really. I got tired in the first time around, I got tired of being defeated by JR, but, you know, I think the strength of the show was, you know, that old adage, the Hatfields and McCoys. I think that the conflict between his character and my character is ostensibly what kept the show going for all of those years, because, you know, nobody's interested in just Father Knows Best, you know. You forgot your lunchbox today, and I thought you wanted peanut butter and jelly. That doesn't hold. There has to be some kind of a conflict in there. And, you know, JR, the character of JR and Cliff Barnes, they supplied that conflict.
Definitely. I agree. I started watching the show in full a couple of years ago. I used to watch it with my father when I was a little kid, but I couldn't remember much of it.
Yeah.
And watching it now, I really feel like that Cliff really carried the show in a lot of ways as much as JR did.
Did he what?
I said I think Cliff carried the show as much as JR did in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Now in the late early seasons, they switched the actors that played Digger.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Well, that's because David Wayne, who did the pilot film of that, when it came time, when the show got picked up, why, he wasn't available to do it, so they cast somebody else. That's simple. That's the way it works.
Do you think if they hadn't switched the actors that they would have still killed Digger off?
Did they what now?
Do you think they still would have killed Digger off if they had, if David Wayne had stayed?
I don't know that they would have. I have no way of knowing that. You know.
Right. Now, when the show became big, how did fame? Did you realize how famous you were?
No. I never got into that celebrity aspect of it. I just said no. That didn't really interest me. I was interested in the job. All the rest of the stuff that goes along with it, so goes it. But, if somebody recognizes you as you're going to work and says, what a great job you did and all that, now that doesn't make it that when you go to work, it doesn't mean that you're going to do the job better simply because somebody said they liked what you did. No.
Let me ask you, a couple of years ago, I was reading up on you. You did a stage production of White Christmas.
Yeah, I did it last year.
Okay, how was that? How do you enjoy doing that?
Well, I did stage in New York for 22 years, and that's always been, my preference. It still is. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I had an opportunity to go over to England and do White Christmas on stage, and I did, and then I went back the following year, and then I didn't go 1 year, and then this past year, I did 2 episodes of Dallas. They hadn't called me to tell me that I was going to be back in the show, so they called about White Christmas, and I told my agent where I was going over there. And she said, well, what if Dallas calls? I said, well, they haven't called. So I decided to go. So I went, and instead of shooting just 1 episode, they decided they would shoot 2 of them right away. And so then they waited until I got back from England to have me back on the show. Yeah.
When did you first hear about the Dallas coming back? When did you first hear about that?
Well, I've heard about it for years and years and years. They've always said they wanted to bring it back, and nothing ever happened. And actually, when this happened, I didn't hear about it right away. It was quite late. People used to always ask me if I was going to be in it, and I said I had no idea. And they said, well, they certainly can't do it without you. And my answer to that was, oh, yes, they can. And I hadn't heard anything until just like just a couple of months before, I think. And then I got a call from the producers, and we met, and we had lunch, and they said, no, they wanted to have me back. And I said, that's fine by me. I'll be there.
Were you surprised to see that your character was going to have such a large role in the show? I mean, you're not on every episode, but your character looms large.
Well, I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea, And they didn't tell me up front. I don't think they knew exactly what they were going to do. And now I know, I'm in L.A. right now, but I'm going back to Dallas tomorrow to finish filming the last episode of the second season. And I've been involved in the last 4 episodes, and I'm very heavy in them. As a matter of fact, the final episode I'm very heavy in. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Do you think they expanded your role after Larry Hagman passed away?
I have no idea. No idea.
All right. Now, later on, because I've been talking, me and my friends, we've been keeping up with this since it came back. And with the reveal at the end of the season, of last season, that Pamela was Cliff's daughter,
yes.
We kind of felt like it was taking Cliff into a, it felt like like he kind of crossed the line at that point, because on the old show, he always, you know, Cliff always seemed like a good guy, even if he made mistakes.
Yeah, I agree.
While here, it seems like that he's kind of crossed over the line into being a full-blown villain.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm pretty bad. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Okay, since, you've been doing this role for so long, can you really reconcile what this version of Cliff is doing compared to the old show?
Well, I think the new younger cast, I think they're very, very good. I think the writers are extremely clever and good. Of course, television has changed because I think the quality of the show, just photography-wise, is much, much better, but it's all digital now, and I think the show has a better look than it did before, but I think that's only because the technology has changed that it would have a better look. I think the directing and the photography and the costuming and the cast, and the total look of the show, I think, is actually better than it was before. But like I say, there's no reason why it shouldn't be. Well, no, that's not true. It could not be, but I think it is good.
Do you have a favorite episode or storyline from that Cliff had over the years?
I think my favorite one was when I, in the first series, was when I first met my mother. There was a scene there that I heard about it for years and years and years and years and years. They would say, I remember when you first met your mother, after not having been in touch with her for so many years. I heard about that particular scene for years, and
that was one of my favorites when I was watching the series on DVD.
Yeah,
because I thought that was a really, you know, and Cliff always came across to me as a very of all the characters, he seemed like the very nuanced character.
Yeah. Now, where are you located right now?
I'm in Alabama.
Oh, in Alabama, yeah, right, okay, yeah.
I wanted to ask you about something, because I was doing research on you, and I found this old People magazine article that said that you were in the popcorn business one time.
I was, yeah. I owned a popcorn company back in Indiana, yeah.
What made you decide to get into that business?
Well, I grew up in farm country in Indiana, and my maternal grandfather and my two uncles, they were farmers, and I grew up in farm country, and I just kind of always wanted to be a farmer. So I decided, well, I'll be a farmer. So I bought this popcorn company.
Did you have any day-to-day activities doing that?
It was mainly in promotion and sales. However, I did used to, in October when they would do the picking, when picking season, I would ask for time off, and I would go back to Indiana and ride the pickers and pick corn. Yeah.
Okay, and so were you satisfied with that? Was it did it end up being a good business, or is it just something that...
No. Actually, I found myself in the grocery business. Because you have a product, but you still have to sell it, and you have to sell it to grocery stores. And grocery business is a very, very, very difficult business. It all depends on sales. And if you have somebody that's, Orville Redenbacher up against Orville Redenbacher, who's not owned by Redenbacher anymore, why, it's a tough road to hoe. It really is.
Let me go back to the show for a minute, because I'm sure you've been asked about this a lot. When you found out that they were going to bring back Bobby, they were going to bring Patrick Duffy to play Bobby Ewing, and they were going to just dismiss one season as a dream, did you have any feelings about that one way or another?
About what now?
When they decided to make season 8 or 7 into a dream.
I didn't understand your question.
What was your feelings on the dream season? Were you did you have any feelings about it one way or another?
The what season?
The dream season. The one
that
ended up being a dream.
No, 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 no. that wasn't very satisfying to anybody. That sort of became a joke. Yeah. But it was not a very good idea. Except it did get Patrick Duffy back into the show, so in that sense, why it worked.
Do you think it was the do you think it was the best option of a bad crop?
Well, I think they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do, so they chose to do that. And like I say, nobody seemed to have liked it, but like I say, it got Patrick back into the show, so that's that.
One thing you did a TV movie in 1989 or 90, I think, the second I Dream of Jeannie movie.
What movie?
The second I Dream of Jeannie reunion movie.
I didn't understand. I'm sorry.
You did the second I Dream of Jeannie reunion movie.
The second Audrey? Our connection is not that good. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's on my cell phone.
Are we going to be much longer? Because I'm getting another call.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you for joining us.
Indeed. Have a good night. Thanks.
You too, bye.